So let's go through true worshiper as we led by the Spirit of the Lord today. Have you ever thought about why we worship? For me, it was because I was taught to worship and praise the Lord in a certain way from an early age. So we get into this mode of copying and imitating others around us. The same is true about learning to speak in tongues and preaching. See, it was not until I came to know the Lord for myself that my reason for praising and worshiping God changed. It was only then that I became a true worshiper of the Lord. Not because I copied others, because the Spirit of the Lord was moving inside of me. It was living on the inside of me now. See, it was then that I learned how to worship and praise God without the music, without the preaching, without someone motivating me. For the Spirit of the Lord calls me to worship God in truth. See, we live in the times as God's word speaks about regarding us falling into false worship, where the things we base our belief and faith on is not all based on God's word. We've allowed others to twist our belief, and we ourselves have changed what we believe in to the point it's different than what God's word teaches, which makes us worship God in a false way. So we have to always remember what the Lord has brought us out of. We must stay true to that which was able to change our lives and have us praise and worship God in truth. So you and I come to learn to praise God just the way we were. We knew we was a sinner. We knew the stuff we came out of. But see, God lifted that off of us and gave us the opportunity to praise and worship him in truth. We cannot turn and start looking at this world and at the things our hands have made and get enticed to the point we start to worship things created and not our creator. See, this will make us worship God in a manner unworthy of our calling. See, what makes us become a false worshiper is when we stop studying God's word. It's when we stop listening to the Lord and we continue to persist in the things we used to do. Our worship would be false because even while we're worshiping the Lord, we're still serving the things of this world and our own desires. And then we teach our children to continue to worship and practice God in a way that is false. And to serve God in a false way because it's all pretense. See, they just copy somebody else they see. But see, we need to get the Spirit of the Lord inside of our children. See, to not become a false worshiper, we have to have a heart and mind like Daniel and his companions. See, they understood that partaking of the thing that does not serve the Lord will cause their worship of God to be false. They believe, even if the king threw them into the blazing furnace, that God they serve will save them. And even if the Lord did not, they could not defile themselves and worship God in a false way. So we become a false worshiper of God when we honor the Lord with our lips, but our hearts are far away from the Lord. The Lord says we are worshiping him in vain and our teachings are the only rules that are taught by men. See, the pattern of our worship and praise cannot be different than the pattern of our walk. See, the devil wants us to become false worshipers, just like he tried to get Christ to worship him instead of the Father. He's offering us the same kind of things he offered Christ Jesus. We cannot become false worshipers of God. We have to follow Jesus, who's told Satan to worship the Lord and serve him only. See, we cannot allow anyone to cause us to become a false worshiper. It does not matter what they offer us. While they may have lost their connection with Christ Jesus and began to falsely worship God, we cannot be one of them. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. We're warned in God's word that those who follow worship, who falsely worship the Lord, will increase in this world. Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19 says, "Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you from the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. His lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body is supported and held together by its ligaments and sworn and grows as God causes it to grow." So we have to examine the doctrine we hold so dearly. Does this regulation cause us to follow a doctrine that makes us appearance to be worshiping God? Or is it self-imposed worship? Or is it false humility that we're showing God? See, this is what the Lord said is going on today. That we worship the Lord, and the doctrine we follow does not help us. It's constrained the sin and worldly indulgence. See, our doctrine tells us no, but take of it. God says, you and I, if we follow this kind of doctrine, it's going to have us worshiping God in vain. We'll be false worshipers of the Lord. See, God is looking for true worshipers. We have to look at ourselves and how we worship God. Is it real? We have to worship the Lord and nothing else. We cannot worship the Lord and worship the works of our hands. When we do sin, we have to repent. We cannot worship God doing murder and practicing magical arts and living sexual immorality and being a thief and think we are a true worshiper of God. We have to worship God. We have to understand that not even angels desire for us to worship them. The angel told John, "Do not fall to your knees and worship me, because I'm a fellow servant as you are." This should be a lesson to us as God uses us to bring his people to him. We're never the owner of the worshiper. We have nobody worshiping us. Worship only belongs to God. And everything else will make us a false worshiper. Nothing worse than to be in a place in our belief in someone. We praise them for the kind of person they are, only to learn that they have been false with us all along. How can there be any trust now when what a person says is different than what a person do or who they really are? See, we must be a worshiper of God. We cannot worship God in other things such as our homes, our children, our spouse, our business, our careers, our titles, our education. We have to be like Abraham, who was willing to bring the Lord what he prescribes as a form of worship, even if it meant bringing his son. We worship God so he will be with us. When the Lord demonstrates to himself, we receive a sign and be led to the place God desires for us to worship him. See, God called Moses on the top of a mountain and showed himself to Moses, teaching Moses that this mountain is where you to worship me. We must continue to work for God, even after the Lord has blessed us. We cannot become the type of person who turn from God and start partaking of behaviors and practices and thinking we can change the way we come to worship God. We cannot worship God while doing things that the Lord hates or detests. See, if we want to be a real worshiper of God, then we have to have the heart to worship God. We have to have the love of God in our hearts and be able to receive from God. See, those who love God's word, who come and hear God's word being read for a quarter of a day, and then they'll spend another quarter of the day confessing and worshiping the Lord their God. See, that's true worship. We today, we can't even spend 30 minutes in church without texting or having to focus on something else besides God. But we think we're true worshipers of God. Is the Lord an unknown God to us? Is he some kind of stranger to us that we don't have a relationship with God? Are we still worshiping someone we don't know, who's unknown to us? or are we unknown to him? See, God made the world and everything in it. And he's not served by human hands. He gives people life and breath. And everything else is created by God. He alone is the one we should worship. You and I got to get our mind on God to worship God. To be a true worshiper, we got to get our mind stayed on Jesus. We got to be able to, when we go into worship, be focused on God and stop focusing on so many things. We don't have the attention span of a fly. We can't focus on God for 5 minutes before we start focusing on someone else. How in the world are we true worshipers of God? God is not our focus. Our heart is not for God. We struggle in this area. We need to understand how to become a true worshiper of God. We all must be a worshiper of the Lord. We must worship the same Father and the same Lord Christ Jesus. We must always agree with God's written word. We must always have the same hope in God through Christ Jesus. You and I got to be able to worship God in the right way. Go with me to Acts chapter 24, verses 14 to 16. So we can come together and worship the Lord in truth, not leaning to our own understanding, but leaning to God's truth. And God will receive our worship this way. We're one in the body of Christ. Nothing should be able to separate us. Our worship, you should be able to go into any church and worship God. Acts chapter 24, verses 14 through 16 says, "However, I admit that I worship the God of our fathers as followers of the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything that agrees with the law and that is written in the prophets. I have the same hope in God as these men, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and men." See, we have to be able to come together and worship the Lord. We have to view God's mercy as something we all need. Having a willingness to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. We come before the Lord with clean hands and with renewed minds, so we come together in spiritual acts of worship. Let us transform our minds so we can worship God in truth, showing ourselves approved to the Lord. So we need to be true worshipers of God. When someone comes to our church and they see our gratefulness and how we are so thankful to God, they see and feel how we worship God in truth and love. See, they will be moved by it. They should see how we worship God correctly. As when an unbeliever comes and someone who does not understand God, they see and understand that what we're doing is a true worship of God. They become convinced that their sins are wrong and that they need to repent of their sins so they can pass through judgment. See, it caused their hearts to bear out before God. And our true worship will cause that person to fall down and worship God. This is why you and I need to become true worshipers of God. Not only for ourselves, but when someone comes into our church, they'll feel the true worship of God, the praise of God, not this show. We're not putting pretense of that we got some skills and abilities, but we are a true worshipers of God based on God's word. We have to be careful in our worship of God. It has to bring something to us that comes straight from God's word. See, it has been prophesied that it's going to be those who come into the church and cause trouble. They're going to come in just to mislead. They're going to manipulate. They're going to be drawn to the flesh. But we who are circumcised, who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, cannot put no confidence in our flesh. We're true worship of God. We worship by the Spirit through Christ Jesus. We worship God and no one else. We worship based on God's word. So when it says God will be his Father and Christ will be his Son, well, you and I believe that. Our faith is in that. Our worship is in that. We believe God's word when it says that God brought his firstborn into the world and the angels worship him. We're, we're true worshipers. We believe in God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. We come to the Lord so we become a true worshiper of God, who worships the Father in spirit and truth. We become the kind of worshiper the Father is seeking. See, God is spirit. And for us to be a true worshiper of the Lord, we must worship in spirit and truth. There can be no lie in our patterns of our walk. We can't hide anything from God. So if you and I want to be true worshiper of God, we got to be right with God. He said, before you come to me, go make it right with those people you've done wrong. Confess of your sins. Repent of your sins before you come to worship before me. So you and I got to worship God in truth here. We have to worship Lord in truth so we can be blessed with, in the heavenly realm with special blessings in Christ Jesus. We look to become a true worshiper of God, for he chose us in Christ Jesus before the creation of the world so we can be holy and blameless in his sight. See, we're a true worshiper of God, the Father, and our Lord Christ Jesus. We're not trying to appeal to people by introducing errors, having impure motives, or using tricks. We come to worship as one approved by God. We're not trying to please others. We're here to worship God and to please God and worship God in a way that's acceptable to him as described by his word. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. If you and I want to be blessed, then we have to worship God in truth. We have to hold to the truth of God. No matter how it may cause us to suffer, no matter how you and I have to reconcile ourselves to God's truth by the way we live, we must be true worshipers of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4 says, "For the appeal we make does not spring from error and impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel." We're not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts. And he knows that these men was a true worship of God. As a true worship of God, we understand what has been laid out before us is only a shadow of the things God has planned for us to get. It is for this reason we do not repeatedly make sacrifices year by year while living apart from God. This is not the type of worship of God is seeking. See, to be a true worshiper, we must draw near to God in worship and in sacrifice. We need to be thankful. We need to show our reverence to God and continue to worship the Lord so we can receive the kingdom of God and not be shaken. We must worship the Lord in an acceptable way. We must worship the Lord and be in awe of God. But his God is he's a consuming fire. He's an awesome God. We must humble ourselves and worship God on our knees. We don't even bow our head in churches. We need to change the way we worship God. We want God to move in our lives. God has already prescribed in his word that things are going to get bad. You and I need to be true worshipers of God. We got to humble ourselves before the Lord. See, through Christ Jesus, we continue to offer God our sacrifices of praise if we confess in his name with the fruits of our lips. We cannot forget the good that has been done. We need to share it with others. This is the type of sacrifice that pleases God, that makes us a true worshiper of God. See, it is with our tongue that we praise the Lord our Father. So let's be clear. We're not a true worshiper if we curse others while praising God. See, out of the same mouth cannot be praise and cursing. Are we a true worshiper of God? What comes out of our mouth? What comes out of us? It's not just the words. The pattern of our walk has to be right. You and I got to get our walk in line with God. So when we're worshiping God, God can look at our life. He can examine our walk and see that, oh, this is a true worship of mine. God, he seeks me in the right way. To be a true worship of God, it matters how we live and walk. It matters what comes out of our mouth every day. So when we come to God, how to worship and praise his name, our worship is acceptable and pleasing to God. Because we've been walking upright before the Lord. See, we must be a true worshiper of God. We need to continually pray, continually praise, continually seek the Lord. A true worshiper that stays in awe of God and not of mankind. See, we have to be excited about worshiping and praising God. We have to fear the Lord and give Him glory. We must be a true worshiper of Him who made the heavens and the earth and everything in it. We are a true worshiper of God. We fear you, Lord. We glorify your name, for you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts has been revealed. There will be no excuse. We must learn to worship the Lord in an acceptable way so we are blessed and our families are blessed. Glory to God. God is looking for true worshipers, those whose heart and mind is stayed on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Christ prayed to the Father, teaches us the way to pray, to always worship God, to always seek God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all our praise. We must worship the Lord in truth and bring to the Lord a house, a sacrifice of praise, giving thanks for all that God has done for us. We're so grateful to you, God, for all that you've done for us. We praise your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness. Let us come together with clean hands and a pure heart so our worship and praise of God will reach his throne and look down and bless our lives. We're so thankful, Lord. You laid down your life for us. You did God's will so we could be reconciled to God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father God. How awesome are your ways. We love you. Because we know your love for us is unconditional. We worship you with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. It is by your power, my God. It is by your word. It is by your Son. It is by your Spirit that we can lift up our voices today in this time and still worship your holy name in an acceptable way. Lord God, there's no God like you. There's no Lord like you, Lord Jesus. Let us come together. Let us humble ourselves. Let us look at the pattern of our lives and get in line in God's will. So you and I, when we worship God, he will hear us. And he will receive it and be a sweet smelling aroma. Reaching up to the throne of God, and God will look down in favor on our lives. Let us come together in peace to worship and praise one another as one body. Doesn't matter what you call yourself. Doesn't matter what name you attach to your church. There's one body of Christ. If we have fellow believers in Christ Jesus, you and I should be able to worship together. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter whether you're poor or rich. We're a true worship of God. We don't look at the appearance of a person. We don't look at what someone has. We look at the heart of a person. To understand, this is a fellow believer of mine. No matter what color his skin is, no matter where he came from, no matter what his education level, no matter where he works at, no matter where he lives at. See, this is a fellow believer. And we can worship with him. We give God all the praise and glory. We humble ourselves. Lord, we thank you so much. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our worship, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, you are so awesome. You are so wonderful to us. Please guide us and keep us, God. Make us true worshipers, those who call and seek on your name, God. Those who have put their pattern of their lives to follow you, Lord Jesus. Receive us today, God. Teach us how to be true worshipers, God. Not attaching our worship to anything in this world, not patterning of our lives to anything in this world, but to you, Lord Jesus. Please guide us and keep us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.